News Radio KMAM. Good morning. It's 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis here on a Saturday morning, and joining us also is Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Have you stepped outside yet?
No, I've looked outside.
Do so, because it is absolutely gorgeous. Not inspiring enough to encourage me to go out for a walk this early in the morning. Which everybody knows, I don't do walk much, but it is a beautiful Saturday, and you and I and a few others have been getting together at this time every day and talking about a number of things related to COVID-19 and local efforts, local response, and a number of things to help our residents keep healthy and safe. And you've got some more tips that are kind of outside the the typical washing your hands, the masks and stuff, and you even use the word laundry, and this is kind of interesting, in our little our warm up discussion. There's a lot of things to take into consideration that are just daily things that we can do to take care of ourselves.
Well, there's certainly just a lot of things that if we think about it just a little bit and then take some steps, we can make sure to keep ourselves safer. So, actually laundry is actually a big part of that. A lot of people wearing, for example, cloth masks. It's important that those are laundered frequently. Because one, if you've got something on your face, just the moisture that you're just typically expelling is going to get into that cloth, and that's where you start to have problems, because you actually can start to grow stuff in on your own mask. And so that's why, if you're wearing the mask a lot during the day, you probably need to launder it every day. It's important you just do your general laundry. You might even think, so I work at the hospital, so I'm probably a little bit even further on that. I no longer wear slacks, good shirts, and ties, because it's hard. Dry cleaning, there's a question of whether or not that will actually kill COVID. So you can't. So I've kind of shifted from that, and I wear khakis and polos a lot, because everything I can come home, take it off, and put it in the laundry. And, I never wear my shoes from work into the house now. I'll take them off right as I come in from the utility. And after I take off my shoes, I wash my hands. When I put them back on, I wash my hands before I actually even go to work. It's things like that, I think, that just help reduce the risk of transmission, because we know COVID kind of comes out from a person and then it just goes and settles. And so anywhere that you're walking, things that touch the ground are potentially would have COVID on it if it's been around a patient who's positive.
I haven't worn a dress shirt for over a month, and if I'm wearing a dress shirt, I'm probably wearing a tie with it. And I hadn't thought about the tie aspect. Yeah. and the dry cleaning. I've got a pile of dry cleaning that's stacked up pretty good, and I hadn't thought about the chemical aspect with dry cleaning, good. Whether it's worthy of cleansing those potential viruses.
Well, the flip side of that is if you wear it, you just don't touch it or wear it again for 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
Because there's not been evidence, I don't think, of the COVID cell continuing to live longer than that on cloth. And so that's, I've thought about that too. Do I set up a rotation? Here's my COVID ties, and here's the one I haven't worn, and keep track of how many days. That seemed like a lot of work, so I went with a polo. I think there's actually going to be strategies like that that we'll be able to follow.
You're
and
still
part
within,
of it is just time.
You're still within the company's dress code, right?
A dress code. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we have a business casual, so.
Yeah, we've kind of laxed that here at the radio station, but we're not necessarily in the same kind of environment as what you are. Well, that's some interesting thoughts.
I know a lot of our nursing staff will just go home and change in the garage or take everything off, and some of them even take showers, which again is another. Bathing often is a good idea. That's also another good healthy thing to do.
I've heard some folks that are doing that. They, just get up as soon as they get out of their car. If their car's in the garage, they'll take off their clothes and run into the shower and throw some clothes in the laundry. So,
yeah.
Interesting times we live in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we're going to, we're kind of hoping that there's a prize at the end of all of this, and that prize would be, you know, the ability to kind of get back to some sense of normalcy, you know, in our social life and being able to go out and do things. What are some guidelines that you might have to help us ramp up for safety's sake and good health's sake when that moment comes?
Well, you know, I guess there's a couple things to consider. Four or five things I think are key drivers of this. One is, you know, for your business or for you personally, do you have personal protective equipment available? Because that's going to be something I think that is with us. That is going to be with us for a long time. You're going to see people wearing masks, I think, for a very extended period of time. It's not just going to be 2 or 3 weeks and that's it. I believe we'll be doing this for months. So do you have PPE available? You know, like for us at the hospital, we actually track by day or in terms of days, how many days of a certain item we have. And I don't think that that's going to change. I think we're always going to be in that situation where we're going to be projecting, we've got 3 more weeks of this, we've got 4 more weeks of this, and then what's our replenishment process? Testing capacity is probably the second item. And that is also, I think, an area where we as a state have just kind of struggled. And quite honestly, Kansas has not been a priority because Kansas hasn't had a lot of significant outbreaks. That's now changing, you know, because we've talked previously this week about some of the bump ups in some of the western Kansas counties and then close to us in Lyon County. That's actually, it's kind of weird, but that actually has helped get more testing capacity sent to Kansas because we now have those active outbreaks. But that ability to test people in our world, you know, we're looking at potentially needing to test every patient before they have some sort of interventional or invasive procedure. So before you would have surgery, you would need to be tested. And that's really to protect the patient, but it's also to protect the staff and the surgeon. So testing capacity is a big deal. You know, do we just even have capacity to handle a surge at the hospital? And I think actually we've been able to demonstrate an ability to bump up our capacity pretty significantly. And also because of all the reductions, we actually created additional capacity. So that to me is more of a, that I don't worry about that one as much. It really will just depend what the state and the county also push out as guidelines. Because there's actually a very good paper just came out from Johns Hopkins about what communities need to look at or key factors. And, you know, for the county, do they have the ability to trace all new positives? Because I think we're now at a total of 40 positives in the county.
Right.
So if you're following 40 people and researching who they've contacted with, that's one thing. It's a different if you've got 400. And, you know, it's just, I think that kind of, just the questions around how would we ramp up that capacity in our county if we needed to, if we were to have an outbreak here, I think that's just a key question, you know, that I know our county folks have got a plan. They're working on that too. I think that's just a very key component as we look ahead.
I think, you know, looking down the road, the next week or two, hopefully it's not the second, but we are seeing an increase in numbers. And I think a lot of that has to do with increased test kits that are available. But we had 3 days in a row where our positive case load increased 3 each day. And this is kind of indicative of what may be happening here over the next several days as we are hoping, I guess, to approach the apex of this curve.
Yeah, you know, the government would recommend, you know, the White House, the state, this Johns Hopkins paper, all say that you should have 14 days of decline before you kind of turn things back on. And right now we're actually, our state in total is actually moving in the other direction. I think where it gets challenging is you've got certain regions of the state or communities where they still don't even have a single case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the policy question that's got to be worked out. Actually, I think it will be worked out this week, this coming week, of do you have a modified plan going forward of these areas, we're going to do this, these areas, we're going to do that, because they still had, you know, huge growth in cases, that sort of thing.
You know, you talk about, you know, some areas of the state not having any, and just to the north of Riley County, Marshall, Brown, Nemaha, and Washington counties have a collected total of 0 between those 4.
And they like to keep it that way.
I know, because both Washington and also Republic County have made restrictions of people traveling into their respective counties, or if you've gone out of their county into some others like Riley, they don't want you to be doing that. So that must be working for them, I guess. So we do want to remind our listeners that there's distribution and a drop-off of masks. Boy, I don't know how many hundreds of masks have been made by volunteers, but this pickup and distribution location is the Westview Community Church at 615 Gillespie Drive. They're open from 9 till noon today, and then 11 through 3 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that has been a big benefit for a lot of folks to be able to pick up some masks because you just don't find them in stores right now, do you?
Yeah, it's hard to find things.
Well, Bob, anything else you'd like to share? Any great ideas? I know you have great ideas.
I'm with you. I think it's a good day to get outside at some point.
Yeah, yeah. It is just gorgeous.
Looks
outside.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be that well as well. So, Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO, thank you. We'll talk to you Monday, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dave.
That's our COVID-19 update for this Saturday morning. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN.